Another tutorial for building a garage door opener with a Raspberry Pi. I have left the garage door opened too many times. Source: this tutorial assumes you have a Raspberry Pi with Wi-Fi and the ability to SSH in. Goals: use Docker so it can easily be shared / restored / etc. A simple web API for control. Use Notages as much as possible for the build. Toggle garage door. Status of garage door. Toggle light switch on the garage door. Optional cheap camera to see what's going on. What you will need. Relay modules. I only needed one channel DC5 of relay module for Arduino. Cheap containers to throw everything into. A replacement switch for garage door opener LiftMaster 41A5273-1 multifunction control panel. Raspberry Pi 3. Optional great camera for the price. This one has 4 mics and the camera has 2 zoom modes. Sony PlayStation Eye camera for PS3. Research and discover. There are a ton of these garage door projects. I was inspired by many of them. The LiftMaster garage door system has anti-tamper hardware measures, which almost ended the project before it started. I decided to take a gamble and buy another garage door opener circuit that directly connects to the garage door unit. Bingo! Two circuits can be connected at the same time. Docker permissions and finding a base image for the Raspberry Pi took a few hours. Lesson learned: hardware interaction with Docker can take a few extra steps. Wiring: the relay module is stacked on top of the LiftMaster module, then taped onto the Raspberry Pi. Note: the relay connections are wired for normally opened. Click image to see larger version sealed up in a GLAD container. Kinda hacky, but it is cheap. This is the LiftMaster circuit. The narrower end has the button for opening the garage. The larger end has the button for the garage door light. The middle points are for the circuit to connect to main garage door unit. GPIO pin layout for the relays and reed switch, not including power leads. Reed switch is connected to the part of the garage door, pin 18 and a ground. Once it moves away, then the reed switch is disconnected. The entire setup. Messy, but it is good enough. Cut some holes with a knife for wires and to hold it in place. The camera has been added with duct tape. Using a standard install of Motion, no Dockerfile though. Install. Install Docker on the Raspberry Pi. Curl SSLSH. Clone the repo. Git clone. CD GaragePi / run Docker build for the image. Docker build T GaragePi. Start the Docker image in privileged mode. This will expose port 8090 for web access. Docker run D privileged P8090 name GPI GaragePi. Test it. Curl. Other API commands. Status /API/garage/status. Garage door toggle /API/garage/toggle. Light toggle /API/light/toggle. Exit /API/exit. That's it. Cody. Simulating the button. Press for the garage door opener circuit. Relay turns on for 500 milliseconds, then off. An interesting issue with the relay. As soon the GPIO utility exports, it triggers it on. This code exports then unexports a pin that the relay is on. There is one Python file that checks the status of the garage door. The configuration was different enough where it needed to be done there. The read switch should always be true until the door has been opened. Open for pull requests. I am considering on moving all the GPIO logic to Python, then using Notages as the API router. Summary. Hardware side is built and working. The API has enough information to check and toggle the garage door. Going to create a script to watch the door status with Node-RED due to ease of configuration. This project took about 2 days with testing and debugging. Here is a screenshot of the Node-RED template. Still a work in progress. The flow file is in the repo code.